Hey, it's Paul Stanley here on Podcast Rock City.
Everybody, Joe here for Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, Kiss Army, what's happening?
And Mr. Sunny Hollywood Pony.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, nice. That's a good catchphrase. You should keep it. Hey, I hope you guys enjoyed the last show. Thank you guys for listening to it. Thousands and thousands of you guys listen to it. That is every week amazing to us that anybody cares that much. But there's so much happening in the KISS world that it's just like everybody's interested in trying to get info, and we got a lot to talk about. But before we do that, Mr. Jody, so I want to make this at the front of the show this week, okay? And I know how you feel about this, but Jody's got a new record out, man. And I bought two copies already. So now I gotta wait. It officially comes out December what?
It's coming out on the 13th.
13th? Okay.
And where this, do they go? First run is like Digipack CDs.
Okay, cool. Where do people go to get it?
Yeah, the easiest way to do it is just to go to heypizzarecords.com. You can order it right there.
And you gotta tell them the name of the band.
We're called the Laidbacks. And yeah. Check us out.
I literally almost named your band.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man, that would have been so amazing to me.
I was lobbying for it, too, dude, but I couldn't convince Noel.
Well, that's all right. So you guys out there, you PRC people, are already buying it up, which is awesome.
Yeah, so thanks to all you guys that did make a pre-order. The pre-orders will be up still for a couple weeks, so get in while you can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me make a little disclaimer, though, since Joe had to bring it up on the show. It does not sound exactly like KISS, okay? Just to be honest about it. So if you're thinking I'm this KISS fanatic, which I am, and my band sounds like KISS, no. We sound more like the Ramones or something like that.
It's okay.
But it's still poppy and has melody and like hooks and shit. So you might dig it. It's kind of think like power pop. That's the closest
thing
I can
listened
say.
To it, and I enjoyed it. And that's like one of the furthest sounds from the stuff I don't really listen to, although I'll listen to it, you know, some power pop every once in a while. But your record, I really enjoyed, and I would have enjoyed it even if I didn't know you, and that is my compliment to
thanks,
Mr. Havnot.
Appreciate it.
It's very good, and in case you didn't know, I am one of the producers on it, so I just let them know what sounds good and what doesn't sound good. When you open the vault, my name's on a gold plaque on the inside.
Yeah, Joe Polo, mix consultant.
Anyway, all right.
Yeah,
so let's
had
get
a bunch
KISS.
Of those too. So
let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
So Paul Stanley's sick, apparently. I mean, we're hearing like two different stories. One from the KISS camp is that Paul Stanley is so sick that he can't fly to Australia or do the show, so they've canceled the Australia tour dates. And there are a lot of sad people because this is the final shows, you know, in Australia. Now, Sonny has been seeing other things. So what have you been seeing, Sonny?
Well, the rumor started that they weren't selling well. And I think they had already canceled New Zealand maybe or changed the date because it wasn't selling well. And you know, we got some friends out there. So the rumors have started, and then you start seeing some stuff on Facebook. It's just like anything else. It's possible that Paul's sick. It's possible they weren't selling well. Both things are possible, I guess. Yeah. But I reached out to Laura. Remember Laura and Pete, who won our contest?
Oh,
came to
yeah.
Vegas. So I said, reached out to Laura and said, hey, Pete must be pretty disappointed. She goes, yeah, but he's super glad we got to come to Vegas because it might be the last way we ever see him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's two sides of the story, though. Some people say that, you know, Kiss isn't selling enough to tour Australia, and then people say it's because of Paul. But do you think it's both, or do you think it's one or the other?
Well, for me, I haven't had a chance to look at the shows. All I know is that, I mean, there were other shows that people were saying weren't selling very well, but they've sold just fine. So I don't know if it's haters taking advantage of the situation to say, oh, we looked before and this is what it was. I haven't seen anybody post like a picture, you know, showing the open.
Like available seats.
Yeah. Have you guys?
I haven't seen anything like that. But also, I mean, you know, some people don't buy their tickets until, you know, they might not decide until the night of the show. You know what I mean? Like, I know for a fact that a few of my friends in St. Louis didn't even know if they were going to the show until the day of. You know what I mean?
Right.
So a lot of people might not just have to buy their tickets a year and a half in advance or whatever.
If I had to put percentages on it, I would say, is Paul sick? That's probably got a 99% chance that that's true. They weren't selling well. That's probably more like a 25% chance. But I'm telling you, if Paul's sick, he's got 3 weeks until they play their first show in Japan. So if homie's on bed rest for several weeks and he doesn't recover, they're going to have to cancel the 5 shows in Japan.
Damn.
Yeah. Then what?
How do we find out how that's selling? Is there a way to look online and see what's available?
I'm sure there is.
Huh. Okay, we'll have to check that out.
Dude, if they cancel Japan, then we really have to worry, right?
Yeah. If they cancel Japan, then we have to wonder what's... I mean, but they haven't been to Australia yet for this tour. So it's the part that doesn't make any sense to me. The Australian fans know they're going away. They're legit going away. They're not coming back. The only way you're going to get to see them in Australia, if you're an Australian or, if you're from Japan, is to go on the cruise or come to Vegas or wherever Kiss lands, you know, when it's all over.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that more people have bought tickets than. And the last time Kiss played Australia, I'm not even sure when that was, but.
Well, maybe all those Australians actually just rented scuba gear and checked the underwater show out.
Yeah, free. Nice.
Maybe. Yeah, let's talk about that. Right now, while we're recording, Kiss is in Australia. It is actually the 18th there. And I did see a little video where Gene and Eric were getting on a boat to go in. To go and play. There was a kid standing there, and Eric walked up and was talking to him, and he had his cute little Australian accent, and he was, of course, Eric talks to all the kids because he's awesome, and Gene walked up and gave the kid a fist bump and then got on a boat, and I didn't see anything with Tommy Thayer. He might have already been on the boat, and I guess they were going to go out to sea and play to some fish, minus Paul Stanley.
In or out of makeup?
They were in makeup. Wow. Eric was wearing a costume, but I couldn't tell. It looked like Gene was wearing a robe. So, I can't imagine that he put on all that armor to go and sit downstairs on a boat and play.
Well, if they're filming it, you got to look the part, you know?
That's all right, true. So I just tried to look at the tickets for Japan. Okay. All of that shit's in Japanese, so I can't read any of that shit. But the 8th, the 14th and the 17th. Wait, the 8th, the 14th, and the 19th, which is Sendai, Morioka, and Nagoya, is sold out. Okay. Tokyo and Osaka are available.
Can you look up these Australian ones in the same fashion?
No, because that already got off the site.
Oh, it's already been closed down.
I went to go check it right away, and it was already closed down.
Damn. Sounds like they're trying to hide something, Sonny.
Well, shit. My guess is they brought it down, you know, so you can't buy it anymore. But
yeah,
yeah, that would be why.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Hopefully Paul's doing all right. That underwater show is very strange, though. I definitely want to see footage of that.
Well, if anybody wants to have an official member of KISS or their camp to come on and talk to us and tell us what's going on with Paul, you are welcome to message us at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com and let us know, hey, we're going to have Gene or somebody on. Doc McGee, come on the show and tell us what's up. All right, so I will tell you, I got a little more stuff here, because this is basically what we're talking about. The topic of the week is basically KISS canceling the tour for Australia. And we have heard that, through Doc McGee, that all living members of KISS have been asked about doing something, I guess, for maybe the final show. Hmm. So upon seeing that, I did see this where it looked like a Facebook page called KISS Army Pavia Shop. I don't know if I said that right, and if I didn't, I apologize. It says, here is an important testimony from our friend, I'm not going to say his name, president of the Australian Army during the meet and greet at the Gene Simmons Vault Experience in Melbourne. The Aussie tour might have been canceled, but Gene Simmons definitely delivered today for those few doing the Gene Simmons Vault. About 15 people purchased Vault, and a couple others had paid for photo and signature experience. In the two-hour experience, Gene answered questions. Paul Stanley is sick and has lost his voice. Gene and Doc both said they will be back. So I'm guessing that means to Australia. Gene spoke about the KISS cruise out of Barcelona in August 2020. And KISS, I don't know if that's actually going to happen. So, and KISS apparently are playing a festival in the area. What else does it say? We also spoke about Ace and Peter being asked to be on the world tour in some capacity, and Peter saying no. Spoke about Vinny never having a contract with KISS and trying to see the band 14 times. Okay, so basically he's just, you know, giving his thing. He's his report on what happened. Now, I don't know how much of what I just read is true, but it seems like a pretty fair testimony. I wonder if Peter's already said no. I mean, isn't that kind of jumping the gun, you know? Or is that just Peter? Nope, not doing it. Add another zero.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but what's he saying yes to? Like, they haven't said where it is. They probably haven't said what I'm going to do. He hasn't seen money he likes. What's he supposed to say yes to?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least just come sing Beth, dude. It's not that hard. Do it for free. Do it for the fans, dude. Who cares about the money in one song? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Now, August 2020, by the way, is possible because on the 77 tour days that they have announced, July 25th, they're in Johannesburg, South Africa, but then they're off until August 28th when they start another U.S. run. So technically, they do have most of August off.
Huh. Okay. So doing a cruise out of Barcelona is what they said, right? Interesting. Well,
they're in Spain. Yeah, they wouldn't be able to do it while they're in Spain because they're in Barcelona on July 4th, but then they're in Madrid on July 5th, and they're in Frankfurt on July 10th. So it's not like they got any time.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, this is one of those things where we're going to sit and wait. That would be two cruises in a year.
And that'd be one short cruise if they're going to hop on a cruise.
Yeah.
Because they're in the Czech Republic. They're in Prague on July 1st, and then Rockfest in Barcelona on July 4th. So what, you get on the cruise on the 2nd, you're on the cruise 2nd and 3rd, then you got to get off?
Yeah, that's weird. I guess that's not happening.
It's a mini cruise.
Well, I'll tell you this. I do know that they're going to be doing another cruise out of Miami, and that'll be a lot of fun. We're going to wait on that. But let's talk about, like, I mean...
The last show, everyone's going to be there except Pete, huh?
How bad would it look on Peter Chris if he decided not to show up, right? But Vinnie Vincent did.
Yeah, but if I'm Peter, I'm not like, Vinnie shows up for 30 grand. Fuck that. I'm not coming for 30 grand.
To me, it's like, just do it for the fans, man. One last time. You made all this money your whole life. What's one show, you know?
Walk out, sing one song, wave to the fans. They all give you a hey.
Throw a few roses and call it a night, dude.
Yeah, be done with it. Go and be a grandpa.
But is Steve Ferris going to be there? That's what I want to know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's got to get up there and play guitar because he is by far
the greatest Kiss
guitar player of all time.
Mm-hmm. One solo says it all.
Good Lord.
Who's Tommy Thayer?
Before we get too far from the Australia thing, I forgot about something. You know, after they announced the cancellations, the very next day, they ended up announcing a bunch of dates that were set to be announced, right?
Correct.
Which is a little weird. I got to give it up to Keith LaRue, though. He went online and said, look, guys, I know this is kind of not great. They're announcing new dates after we just canceled some, but this was on the books to announce for weeks now. So this isn't something that came up last minute, blah, blah. I mean, you gotta give it up for the class that shows with Keith knowing, you know, he's a fan, right? So he's probably sitting there thinking, man, this is bad news. Somebody didn't say something.
Yeah. Right. And there's no way they all sat. There's no way they announced those tour dates being canceled and then sat down at a table and went, okay, so we're going to be in South Carolina here, in Florida here, and then and just put them out the next day. This is something that takes months to work out. Yeah. You have to work out a tour schedule. So you go state to state, city to city, and it all works out for you. So... If anybody, I mean, I can tell you that people will be disappointed. I get that. But if anybody thought for sure that Kiss did this in one day after, you know, that's silly. That's not really how it works. And even though I have no idea how the real business works, I'm smart enough to know they didn't book 70 dates in a couple of days.
And, you know, we make this... I guess I came to a realization earlier today, which I'm sure everybody else came to a long time ago. But this whole thing about the final show and get the past members involved and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes we make it sound like it's like 23 people. It's really only Vinny, Bruce, Ace, and Peter. That's it.
That's it. Four people.
Right? We're not bringing Bob. We're not bringing, well, can't bring Dick Wagner. Not bringing Steve. Oh, Jesus, Steve.
Single-handedly the greatest Kiss guitar player.
We're not bringing on Desmond Child, no Holly Knight, none of those
people. No Beauvoir.
Yeah. No Alan Schwartzberg, no Anton Fig, none of those guys.
With Kevin Valentine and shit.
Good Lord. Bottom of the barrel.
So we're talking about four guys. And only one has never been in makeup. Because there's only one living that's not never been in makeup.
Right. This is his big chance to do the dog, man.
The dog makeup. Bruce, the dog, Kulik.
I bet you that would sell a couple tickets just as a curiosity. Bruce in makeup. I'm there.
If Bob Kulik was wearing makeup, he'd be that clown with the one tear under his eye.
Oh, boy.
You know, the...
You know, everybody hates Bob now. I'm not in that camp.
I don't hate Bob.
I still think he did great work. I mean, fuck, dude. Paul Stanley's solo album.
I don't hate Bob. That's not what it is. It's just that
he's a little off the rails, like, but it's okay. Whatever.
It's just that you say silly things. I'm going to say silly things too. I'm just saying. You're saying silly things. Good Lord, dude. Your life has been amazing. It's like, don't complain about it, man. Look back at the things you've done.
You're a Grammy Award winning producer.
It's like, you want something to complain about as far as jobs go. Come and live in my shoes, motherfucker.
And it goes to show you that of all the guitar players that Kiss has had, including Paul, the only two stable guys has probably been Bruce and Tommy. Emotionally yeah. stable. Everybody else is a little off the rails.
It's true.
That's so true.
Damn, Bob Kulick, fucking 15 years old, cleaning an Arby's meat slicer. Sure. It's like, that's my life. I'm just saying. Anyway. Okay, so...
So what do? They bring everybody out? I mean, what does Bruce do? Just a couple songs from his era with the band, or what?
I mean, in my personal opinion, the two things they can't do. One, they can't have Bruce's band open for Kiss because it would not go over well because they're just so good. And then, so they have to have him on stage. And Bruce has got to get up there and play, pick three songs, Unholy, Tears Are Falling, and...
No, you got to do Tears Are Falling, Forever with the acoustic solo.
Yeah.
And Crazy Nights.
Yeah, so okay.
If you go there, then you're getting an acoustic. Yeah. Because unless he's going to do Heaven's on Fire, Crazy Nights.
Maybe Lick It Up. Or will Vinny do that?
Maybe Lick It Up.
Is Vinny going to do that?
You would figure, well, we don't even know if Vinny can play.
So well, he can play Lick It Up. You may struggle with that who part in the middle. But the rest of it's a piece of cake. That's like beginner, first couple months shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think doing it like Kiss Unplugged, kind of like in the middle.
Yeah.
Like as almost an intermission type thing.
Yeah, give Paul and Gene and everybody a break. You know, they could like sit down for a minute.
Got some members of the family.
Yeah.
Or do you think it'll be a thing where it's just at the end, everybody comes out and does Rock and Roll All Night one last time?
Oh, like, my God. Like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame type thing where there's like 83 people on stage?
There's 40 guitar players. That way you could have Steve Ferris and Brian Adams, Robin Ford, you name it, everybody.
In this case, that'd be a little weird because if you're going to do Rock and Roll All Night last, then it should just be the original four guys. You know
true,
what I mean? Then
true.
End it that way. But if you're going to get everybody up there, I don't know if you can do a classic Kiss song. But then you can't close out Kiss without finishing with Rock and Roll All Night, probably. So
that's got to be the last song.
Yeah. Well, what if they do it like a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame kind of situation? But not only do they bring out all the Kiss family, but anyone else who supposedly is guilty of retiring 10 times, right? Elton John comes up out of the floor like Eric Singer with the piano, and Roger Daltrey takes the stage. You know what I'm saying? Motley Crue,
Ozzy,
yeah, everybody.
Pixies.
We're all done, and we don't care if we play again next Thursday. F you.
We took your money, and now we're
going to do it again. Together.
I'll tell you something that you don't know is that I got an invitation to get on stage with Kiss in their last show. But I decided just to play the kazoo.
Okay.
I'm a killer kazoo player.
Yeah, I can see that.
Have you ever seen a kid that doesn't know how to play the kazoo try to play the kazoo?
See, you would have had me if you would have said hand claps.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Reverse. I got invited. Kids that you hand them a kazoo and you tell them to play it, they always blow into it like it's a flute or something. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Give me that thing back to me.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, you ever opened up a kazoo? It's got a little rolling paper in there.
Is that what makes the sound?
Yeah. I always thought it was funny.
It's funny.
Anyway, it's like a storage place for a person's weed. You put your weed in there.
Yeah, pro travel tips from Joe Polo. Yes,
you're welcome. Oh, I can write that book.
So I did a little bit of research on arenas and stuff.
All right.
Okay.
So
just
the two,
now?
Damn, no, no, a while back. So the two indoor arenas, the biggest ones in New York, are really Madison Square Garden and Barclays Center, which neither one seats over 20,000 people. Yeah. If you want to go to Citi Field, it's $45,000. If you want to go to Yankee Stadium, it's $54,000. If you want to do it at MetLife, which is technically in Jersey where the Giants and Jets play, you got $82,000. Ooh. I guess if you want to do it at the Central Park, you got $2 million. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how you control that. But think about this. The last show might be outdoors. Ah, that kind of sucks. Wish it was indoor.
Yeah. But, I mean, how cool would it just be to see them in, like, Central Park where it would look like fucking Woodstock for Kiss one time?
Why would it be bad? Why would it be bad for it to be outdoors?
I don't know. It's just indoor. You get, like, the show that we saw this last tour, you're not going to get that outdoors. It's not going to... It won't... I don't know. It just doesn't come off the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what if they brought back the Alive 2 set for one last show?
Man, it's really funny how quickly you could give me a chubby.
It's really crazy how many times you've said that to me.
I mean, over that's the at least years. Six. Yeah. It's at least six times, and three times we were face to face.
I know.
I guess my other question is, why just one date?
That's what I was thinking. If there's even if there's only 80,000, like you were saying, 80,000 was the biggest one, like in Jersey, right?
Right.
Even, I mean, one show, can the whole Kiss Army see it? Is there? I think there's more than 80,000 of us.
Do you do pay preview on top of that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If they do that, I don't even know if I would go.
It's really hard. It's really hard to do pay-per-view nowadays because people just open up their damn phones and stream that shit live right on Facebook.
Yeah, but, yeah, but if you're professionally outdoors, shot, it's shit. Way better. Yeah.
No, that's true.
Do you remember that Last Kiss when that was a thing way back when?
Yeah. I mean, I watched that too.
Yeah, me too. We had like a little get-together and... But it kept fucking up a couple times. Everyone was like tripping out on it, freaking out. Did it happen for you that way? Like in the middle, I think it was in the middle of like Heaven's on Fire. It totally cut for like 30 seconds.
I don't remember. I think I have it on video. But so, you know, one of the very first shows that I ever did for Podcast Rock City with the original cast of this show, we talked about the Last Kiss show and stuff like that. And, you know, I still say they have to do something to pay tribute to Eric Carr. I still say they have to, you know, I never saw a problem with them having like a hologram tank up there on the stage with Eric Carr and they could play along with it. They certainly know how to play along with a click track now and, you know, in tracks because they're doing it now. So to rehearse a hologram song, you know, where they're playing I Love It Loud or something. Hell, they could have a hologram of Eric Carr and Steve Ferris playing Creatures of the Night. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been
talking about this hologram for like 5 or 6 years. I hope we get to see something. There's gotta be something, man. I mean, you know. But, okay, so if there is some... We always want a lot of special attention for Eric because he had, you know, was great. And I guess maybe more than Mark because he was in the band longer. But no one ever talks about a Mark St. John hologram, you know? What's up with that?
I didn't really...
I mean, he was just in the band, like you blink your eyes and he's gone. Is that why?
Well, let's take a look at this here real quick. So, technically, on Animalize... It states he played lead guitar, right? So that means he didn't do any rhythms, according to what's listed. So what's there? 9 songs on Animalize. And even if you did 2-minute solos, you got 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Plus, he did 3 live dates, which half of one he didn't do. So he played 2.5 live dates plus 18 minutes. Homie has literally got 7 hours with us.
Okay, but look, it's even it's less than that, even because Bruce played on.
Yeah,
oh, two of them. He played on a couple of solos. So take it to 6.5 hours.
Yeah,
the guy's got 6.5 hours in the Kiss Army.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, but just because you're listed as a lead guitarist, a lot of times you're still laying down your left or right side rhythms during the song, you know. But still, it still doesn't add up to much more. That's crazy, man. I never thought of it like that. But I mean, you got to honor everyone. If you're going to honor one, you got to honor them all, right?
Yeah, you do it like they were doing it on Raiding the Rock Vault. You have this movie thing playing behind or in between songs, and as long as you got enough pictures that span the entire history, you're good, I would think.
Yeah.
I agree. But
because if you do something super special for Eric, but Peter decides not to show, you're not going to do anything super special for Peter? Like, I don't know. That gets... It's a slippery slope, dude.
Totally.
Isn't it amazing how... Like, the biggest problem with people seems to be how they're treated respectfully when it comes to this band. It's just like...
Well, everyone wants to claim all this cred for the band when, in fact, it was always Gene and Paul. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it was all Gene and Paul.
And Steve Ferris. We can't leave him out.
Yeah.
Well, obviously. That goes without saying. And, you know, Ace and Peter deserve as much credit as Bruce or Tommy do in the end, because those guys were in the band longer, you know what I mean, than Ace or Peter.
Yeah.
This new, and maybe I've missed this quote before, but this thing that Paul's been saying lately, like I said, maybe you said it before, about we couldn't have done everything that's been done in Kiss without Peter or Ace, and we couldn't do what we're doing now with them.
Right, I heard him say that on the cruise.
Right, and that's somewhat new, right? That hasn't been out there for years.
That's a new way of saying it, but he's always kind of said that, you know?
Yeah, it's a new way of saying what he's always said, which was this band could not have gone on with all original members, but it would have never gotten its start without them.
Yeah, which is completely true on all sides of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was doing some quick math. So 77 dates, right, between December and October right now. Let's say it averages 20,000 people a night. That's like 1.5 million people, right, coming to Kiss shows. Even if you were to say 10% of those fans would basically do anything to see Kiss one last time kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's 150,000 people coming to New York.
Right.
You're going to have to do a weekend full of shows. Like, I don't think you can just do one show.
I don't either, unless it's in the park or something where there's unlimited amount, you know, seats or standing room or whatever. Maybe they do it on the aircraft carrier. And it just like...
I mean, let me ask you this. Is it at all possible that the most amazing thing ever would be that Kiss's last show would be free?
It would be cool. I mean,
if that was the case, you still have to, unless you're in Central Park, you have to figure out a way to limit the amount of people that are going into MetLife, because it can't hold 300,000 people.
Yeah, it would have to be outside if that's the case, for sure. Otherwise, people would be riding at the gates trying to get in. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So even let's say it's Central Park, and let's say it's free, and let's say it's 200,000 people, you got to set up like medical, security, bathrooms, food. Like, you can't have it free. It ended up costing you $10 million to do it.
There's just no way it could be in Central Park. The risk alone.
That's right.
The risk alone is, I mean, for just some crazy person. Walking, I mean, this isn't Simon and Garfunkel, you know. Even Simon and Garfunkel, if you watch that concert, some crazy person walked on stage, you know, and they're just lucky that dude didn't have a gun, you know?
Yeah.
Oh shit, the government has shut it down. Like, you can't have a free concert somewhere, have 200,000 people in like a sardine can, and not think something's going to happen. Like, nobody's going to be cool with that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, what if Kiss bought their own land and had the whole Psycho Circus theme?
Like Fyre Festival 6?
Yeah. There's got to be a way to do it to where, I mean, it can't be some limited thing where there's only max 80,000 people allowed to go to the last show. How much are the tickets going to be then? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the case, right? Like, if you did Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you would have
they,
to...
they already announced that it's one day, right?
Yeah, that's true. But let's say it's the one day. Let's say it's even in MetLife, so it's got 82,000 people. You'd have to price it out enough to where you sell it out, but then you can also do, like, pay-per-view or something. Like, you can't make it $20. Shit will sell out in 5 minutes.
Right.
And then you'd be scrambling for another date.
It's crazy, man. I don't see how they're going to do it. How are they going to have a last show? They've got to do it in a way that, I mean, I don't know, man. 80,000 is not enough people, I don't think.
One thing is for sure, they've given themselves enough time to really work out the details.
True. But, I mean, think about how many people will want to go because it's supposedly the very last show. All the diehards are want to go, and then even the people locally to New York would want to go. I mean, they do well in New York every time, right? Those aren't billed as the very last show of this classic band from New York City. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how they're going to pull it off.
Well, one thing's for sure. I want to go. But if it's going to be set up in a way where I'm not going to feel comfortable, I'm not going to go. You know what I mean? Would
you feel comfortable in the park, though? I mean, if they worked out the details?
So.
Would you be scared you're going to step on, like, a dirty needle?
No, I'd be worried about, you know, there's so many ways to just walk into that park. I can't imagine them blocking them and barricading them and keeping everyone safe. And just see, I don't think that I would even do well at one of those, like, you know, Donington shows where I got to stand in the middle of a crowd of, you know, 150,000 people and oh my God, I have to piss. I'm just going to do it right here.
But even if they figured out how to do it in Central Park, you'd have to shut down the park for 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, how did Diana Ross do it? How did these other people do it in the past?
In 1970? They just showed up. It was 1970.
True. I mean, it is we live in a different time, obviously, but I don't know. With Gene and all his political and ties to the military and police, maybe he can just get these police to donate some time. And do some security for us.
While he's at it, he can call up Trump and get him to legalize weed.
I don't know. But I mean, if it's only 80,000 people, chances are some of us won't even make it. If all the pre-sales are going to the cruisers, people like me, totally screwed.
Yeah, but you know, want to know the most awesome thing about my pre-sale?
What?
I could buy 4 tickets.
Yeah.
So you're going, baby.
Because nobody else has really done a farewell show, right? Like, I can't think of one.
Well, I mean, at the end of the farewell with Kiss, the very last show, I mean, there was no real big hoopla, right?
Right, they just did the last show and left, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But this one will be special with all the Steve Ferris and everybody.
Is Steve Ferris still living?
I don't
Do
even
we
know.
Even know this?
I think he is. But I could tell you that I heard that Take Your Broken Wings song the other day, and it's still pretty good.
Love that song.
For like an 80s pop song. It reminds me of it sounds like The Breakfast Club.
There is nothing wrong with Mr. Mister.
No, that's pretty good.
I watched The Breakfast Club yesterday. That's a good movie. And I watched, did you guys see the post I put online about American Pie 2?
No.
So the kid that plays Stifler in American Pie,
Yeah.
You know, he's in that movie Role Models, where he's a big Kiss fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In American Pie 2, if you go and look on our Facebook group page, he comes walking out of a house with a T-shirt on that has, like, these really small Kiss bears on them. Cool. On it. And I was like, man, this goes way back for this guy. I wonder if he's, like, a legit Kiss fan.
Must be.
I mean, it's too many coincidences.
Reach out to him, dude. Get him on here. We'll find out.
I've reached out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want him to come on just because he's the Stiffmeister, man.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Hell yeah. That's like, I was like legit, that was me in high school. Nothing but trouble. I want to know what you guys think. PodcastRockCity1@gmail.com. That's the number one. Tell us what you envision Kiss's last show to be like. Where it's going to be like, how it's going to go down. Send us your emails and I will read them right here on the next show. I'm curious if some of you guys think you're like, what's going to happen is there's going to be a rocket ship and Kiss is going to get on it and fly to the moon.
Fly away. The other question is, I mean, when Ace takes the stage, makeup or no?
Yep, see? What do you guys out there think?
No.
You let us know. No makeup?
No makeup.
It's going to look weird, though. He's on stage just as the current Ace, and then Gene and Paul and Eric are in makeup.
Throwing water bottles at the monitor guy.
Yeah.
Louder, right. You idiots. Bam. Coca-Cola.
But he's going to put the makeup on for what? Two songs?
Why not?
Yeah, it would be cool.
And do you really want to put, like, unless he finishes the show, okay, so follow me here, right? So if Ace comes on during the encore and they close with Detroit Rock City, Shout It Out Loud, and Rock It All Night. That's how they close it, right?
Okay.
So he ends up doing the three songs with them. Tommy's off stage at this point, and Ace closes the show with Kiss. Okay, I guess it can be a makeup. But there's no way Paul and Gene can put Tommy in a situation where Ace comes out for a while as a spaceman, goes away, and Tommy comes back as a spaceman. Dude, you don't get people booing and shit like that. Like, you can't do that to Tommy.
Well, what if Tommy just went off for the couple songs and then he rejoins them with Ace for Rock and Roll All Night?
What, in makeup?
Yeah. So you got two spacemen.
Oh, I guess that's a way to do it.
And the audio dog as well. I mean, all of them. Even Vinny can onk it up over there somewhere.
That reminds me. Hey, Vinny, I know you're listening. 51 weeks, baby. You got 51 weeks till your box set needs to come out.
You're counting it down, huh, Joe?
Hell yeah, I am.
Shooting you down with our love guns here on Podcast Rock City.
Yeah! Love gun! Love gun! Love gun! Love
gun! Just hope that, you know, it all works out to where everyone that wants to go can really go.
That's the main thing.
I don't want to feel like it's letting people that are really hardcore that just can't go because there's only 20,000 seats or whatever. You know, that would suck.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it would be good. It has to be somewhere. I mean, is it even possible if they played a place like Madison Square Garden? People would knock the doors down. Crazy fans would. I mean, I've met some Kiss fans, man. Like on the cruise, that you start talking to them and you're like, wow, you're really into this.
Because that's the other thing is if you do more than one night, then you have to do the same thing all the nights.
Yeah.
Right? You can't do different things on different nights.
Yeah. And see, and that would disappoint a lot of people.
Because some people still won't see the last one. Yeah.
And see, they did that to me in fucking Detroit, man. the commercial said one more time before they tear the building down. So I flew my ass to Detroit to see Kiss at Cobo Arena. And when I got there, it turned out there was two shows.
I don't know if I need to see the if they were going to do a week in Madison Square Garden, let's say, right? 20,000 people a night, 140 grand, seven nights is plenty. I'm good with going the first night. I don't need to go the last night. Yeah. Because I think the first night would be the best if you do the same thing every night.
Yeah, but isn't part of the cachet being at the very final show, though? Isn't that what people want to see?
Could be a train wreck, too, for all we know.
I don't know. I'll be fine.
I think the,
look at how the vault is going now. Look at how the vault's going now versus what I saw in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, I mean, everyone that really wanted it already did it, you know?
Yeah.
It's been, it seems like it's been going on and on, and you keep getting less and less for the same money. You got the ultimate vault. You were at the one. You know what I mean? Mine was cool. Joe's was cool. But you were at the one that had everybody. That's awesome.
Hey, that reminds me. Did you get my picture, Jody, that I sent?
I did, yeah. I got one of those.
Okay, I bought that for you.
Oh, right on. Get it. Thanks, bro. But thanks for thinking of me.
Since you got one, I'll just hang, yeah, I'll keep hang it. On to it.
Hell yeah. Thanks, bro, man. Appreciate the thought.
Son of a dick.
One more thing that I was just thinking about, too. Okay, so they've announced one last day, right? The last show on the last day. What if they start running shows like all day at Madison Square Garden? There's a, you know, there's a 10 a.m. show, and then there's a 1 o'clock, and then there's a, you know what I mean? So,
that's a lot to ask.
You want Paul to sing 30 songs in a day?
Hey, those tracks don't get tired, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
That's true.
I mean, leave it all on the stage one last time. I mean, maybe his hip blows out, but maybe not.
Old jokes about Paul Stanley, damn.
There's just got to be a way to make everyone be able to see it. It can't just all be right, 20,000. So
let me ask you this. What if it was at 5 o'clock, there's a acoustic show that has all the past members, no Steve Ferris. I'm talking about the real four, right?
Yeah.
So you get Vinny, you got Bruce, you got Ace and Peter involved. They do 15 songs. People go on and off. Nobody's in makeup. None of that. That lasts from like 5 to 6:30.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they got the painter and the opening band or whatever, and the Kiss show doesn't start till 9. But you know what? The final Kiss show is just the four guys that are currently in the band, and that's all you get. Because you got everybody else from 5 to 6:30.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with that?
I think it would be all right, but the same problem. You got to figure out a way to get more than 20,000 people to see it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a different problem, but you don't have the makeup problem anymore.
True.
Yeah, I'll be all right just as long as I'm there. Gene could sit down and tell us stories about how his mom beat the shit out of a woman with a fig tree branch for 4 hours. I wouldn't care.
But he's got to wear pajamas like Paul did on the cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, if you do it like that, then you could do it with everybody involved, and you don't got to worry about all that crazy shit at the end.
True.
Because the show at the final show, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's July 17, 2021, there's still going to be bombs going off and cues, and you got to be in a certain spot and you can't get lit on fire and all that shit. Like, how are you going to teach Ace and Peter and Vinny and all? Like, you can't teach them all that shit. They're not going to be around.
Maybe they like sabotage Vinny and he actually does get burnt up.
Oh, Jesus.
Some Hetfield shit. Toxic Avenger.
Isn't that in a movie when Jim Carrey played Axl Rose?
I don't know.
What was that movie? Was it Deadpool? Remember? Killed off the lead singer. You guys don't remember that? Remember that Dirty Harry movie, the Deadpool?
I remember that movie, but I don't remember Jim Carrey doing Axl Rose in it.
Yeah, go back.
A long time since I saw it.
YouTube that bad boy and type in Jim Carrey, Welcome to the Jungle.
No,
he's
shit
in that movie. And he dies, and in the funeral, at the funeral, Guns N' Roses is sitting there in the crowd at the funeral.
Yeah, yeah. I remember them like being in a movie. That's what I remember the most about it.
That's cool. Jim Carrey. Remember that movie? What was that movie Jim Carrey did where it's vampires?
I don't remember.
Oh, man. All right. I'm sorry, guys. I went off the deep end there with that one. All I know is the planning, I'm sure, has started. Or it might be paused right now because Paul Stanley's sick. And people are holding their breath going, dude, you going to get better? You know? We'll know in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Hope the dude's doing fine, you know? With or without touring, I just want him to be healthy. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
Best for the guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess time will tell, man. We're just going to wait it out.
Let us know how the final show is going to go down. Write us podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com, and we'll read them next week on air, if we get any. But I bet some of you guys have some really good ideas, and I'll be stoked to read them. Let's see. Don't forget, you can get Jody's new record. Go to our group page, friend our group, you like it, get involved, and then there's a link. Click it and buy Jody's new record. I seriously bought 2 copies. I'm not lying. I know that I could get it for free, but that's not what it's about. Anyway, so Jody, you got anything to add?
Nah, man. Always fun talking Kiss with you guys. Thanks so much, everyone who listened. And yeah, thanks for plugging my new album. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to sell 1 million copies so you can pay off my house.
That's my first plan, you know?
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm really, really working this. Sonny, you got anything to add?
No, I just want to thank everybody for the feedback and listening. And just think about it. If everybody who has ever recorded on a Kiss album is supposed to be at this show, the show would last 3.5 days.
I'll tell you something else.
Kiss
stock. One thing is absolutely sure. If before this show, you guys were to say, put a bottle in front of you, and every time we say Steve Ferris, take a shot, I would be on the fucking floor right now. And Sonny would too, because he don't drink. Sonny couldn't play. He'd just be tallying them up. Is that your 8th shot? Yes, sir. Anyway, you know, we love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts, and you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this. In 3, 2, 1, peace.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com, GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room's a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests, too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast, and if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting podcast, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your podcast. Every month, the podcast crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss Talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkiss.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkiss.
The Podkiss, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Hi, I'm Bill Algie.
And I'm Dennis Talbot.
And I'm Alan Tate. And we're the Ages of Rock Podcast.
Hey, we want to thank our friends at Podcast Rock City for the shout-out. Our show has great guests and a variety of topics. We've been told our interviews feel like guys sitting in a bar, so kick back and check us out at agesofrock.com.
Woohoo!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation
behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine. No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.